You're listening to SBS News.
Less than a week after Donald Trump's supporters stormed the US Capitol building, Democrats have pushed ahead with plans to unseat the president. On Tuesday morning in the House of Representatives, they introduced a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump.
House Resolution 21, resolution calling on Vice President Michael R. Pence to convene and mobilize the principal officers of the executive departments of the cabinet to activate Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to declare President Donald J. Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office and to immediately exercise powers as acting president.
But that resolution was immediately shot down by Republicans, which means it will need to go to a full vote on the House floor tomorrow. But a two-thirds majority is needed in both the House and Senate to pass that resolution, and Democrats know that won't be possible. So Democrats then formally introduced a new article of impeachment against the president. The article carries one charge, incitement of insurrection, with Democrats arguing the president's speech at a rally just before the siege encouraged his supporters to storm the building. Democrats are expected to vote on that article as early as Thursday morning Australian time. Congressman Jim McGovern, a Democrat, said he is confident the move to impeach the president will be successful.
What this president did is unconscionable, and he needs to be held to account. I expect that he will be impeached. He will be the first president in history to be impeached twice.
Mr. Trump was impeached last year on allegations of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. But Democrats aren't the only one who think he should be impeached again. A small number of Republicans have also been critical of the president's behaviour last week in the lead-up to the violent events at the Capitol that left five people dead. Republican Senator Pat Toomey said he believes Mr. Trump needs to resign.
I think at this point, with just a few days left, it's the best path forward, the best way to get this person in the rearview mirror. I think the president did commit impeachable offenses.
And Republican and former Secretary of State under the Bush administration, Colin Powell, said the Trump administration has led him to no longer identify with the party.
I can no longer call myself a fellow Republican. You know, I'm not a fellow of anything right now. I do not know how he was able to attract all of these people. They should have known better, but they were so taken by their political standing and how none of them wanted to put themselves at political risk. They would not stand up and tell the truth or stand up and criticize him or criticize others. And that's what we need. We need people who will speak the truth, who remember that they are here for our fellow citizens. They are here for our country.
As Democrats ramp up their efforts to have the president removed before his term officially expires, there are fresh security concerns over Mr. Biden's inauguration on January 20. The U.S. National Park Service announced it had closed the Washington Monument after learning of what it called continuing threats to disrupt the inauguration. And the FBI warned of possible armed, violent protests that are being planned in both D.C. and across all 50 states in the lead-up to January 20. The National Guard has been authorized to send an additional 15,000 troops to the Capitol in response, with at least 10,000 due to arrive by Sunday. Chief of the National Guard, General Daniel Hawkinson, said his team had been working with multiple federal agencies to manage those threats.
Okay, after the 6th, looking forward to the inauguration, we're working very close with those federal agencies and filling all of their support requests. And that evening, we actually were on the phone. I was on the phone with Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Delaware, and they gladly volunteered the 6,400 that we have on duty today. And we're building that up to 15,000 between now and the inauguration to make sure that we meet every requirement from each of those federal agencies to make sure that they can conduct a peaceful transfer of power of inauguration on the 20th of January.
The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, said she had requested the additional security in light of last week's violent events, but she wants government to go one step further.
I sent a letter yesterday requesting that the president declare a pre-emergency disaster for the District of Columbia. D.C. Requested and was granted this designation in 2009 to support the inauguration of President Barack Obama. This is necessary because the inauguration poses several unprecedented challenges that exceed the scope of our traditional planning processes. The COVID-19 pandemic, and of course, the domestic terror attack on the United States Capitol.
But Joe Biden himself says he's not afraid to stand outside the Capitol building on January 20 and be sworn in as president.
I'm not afraid of taking the oath outside, and we've been getting briefed. I think it's critically important that there be a real serious focus on holding those folks who engage in sedition and threaten people's lives, defaced public property, cause great damage, that they be held accountable. And I think that's a view that is held by the vast majority of Democrats and Republicans in the Congress.
Claudia Farhat, SBS News.